Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There, I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
This guy's constantly throwing shade, even in the new year.
Do you think he hates us?
Yeah.
I think he hates us.
I was just, like, talking to Breezy. I was like, you know what? We've done so many There, I Said It.
I was like, you literally can't speak. It's your only job. So.
Going on here. 585-252-9800. You got something you need to get off your chest? Well, now would be the time to clear
the air
on PX.
Come clear it, baby.
Let's go over to Travis. What's up, guys? Working from home sucks. There, I said it. I've gained over 30 pounds in the last year. That's a lot.
Woofington.
And I never get the chance to go outside. And when I do, it's dark out. Sometimes making more money just isn't worth it. You got that right, Travis. It's not.
The whole work from home thing, people are triggered.
It's whether, not for everyone.
Whether it's, you know, you're doing it and people are jealous, or you're doing it and you hate it because you can't figure it out.
I think for me, that was the toughest part about working from home, is that at the end of a long day, I enjoy going home to my place.
Right.
You don't get that feeling, especially when you have a studio apartment. You're just in it all the time, and that's really tough. There's no separation of work-life balance.
We've both lived in studio apartments. I mean, I didn't know the setup of yours. Mine was pretty separate for the most part, but you start to go a little stir-crazy in there.
Yeah, it was nice.
You really do.
I think what helped, too, is my kitchen was separated. It wasn't just one big room.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Let's go over to Lisa, who says, if I go over to a guy's place and he gives me tap water, he is officially cut off. There, I said it. Men do better. All right. No tap water for Lisa.
Yikes.
She deserves better.
She's not having it.
Give her that Brita. Some people have standards. Lisa's one of those people. That's nothing wrong with that. What do you got on your end?
This person says, keeping your house clean is not that hard. There, I said it. For people who have messy houses, what's wrong with you? It's not that hard to put things back where you got them.
Yep. I agree.
I honestly find it harder to let things pile up. There, I said it.
That's just how I am. I don't know if it's an OCD thing, but you tell me. Like this morning, I was running late, but I had to empty my dishwasher and put everything away. I chose to be late.
Our boss is like, well, I'll see you after the show.
That's where I'm at. Gotta do it. Yeah. It's not that hard, you guys. Sometimes you just gotta be late to work. What's up, Chrissy? Gotta hate going to sporting events. Yay, let's cheer for verbal abuse and physical confrontations. Yeah, no thanks. This is why men are so full of aggression. There, I said it. Oh, that's why, Chrissy? Because Bills games? Amherst games? Whatever you say.
This person says, you definitely have to learn dating and relationships, and it's worth practicing. There, I said it. People who just end up with the first person they date, you're doing it wrong.
Mm. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. I do agree. Like, I truly feel like, not me just trying to make myself feel better for having all these failed relationships, but like, I do feel as if it's a process to find out what you like and what you don't like.
Right.
And you should know that going in, because you won't know any different if you don't have variety.
That's right. Like, I love a yogurt parfait, but I also love corned beef and hash. See what I'm saying?
No.
I think mine for today is, it blows my mind the amount of people who don't bridge a public toilet seat. People got
what does that mean?
They don't lay the toilet paper down before they sit on it. They got no problem raw dogging a toilet seat.
How much time do you have?
In the middle of a Sunoco gas station. And that says everything about you that I need to know. There I said it. Have some respect for your fanny, for your dupa.
Honestly, I'm an environmentalist. It's like, we don't need to waste more toilet paper.
Oh, disgusting.
We don't.
You do it.
Yeah.
You will sit just...
Well, you always check to see if there's piss on the seat.
Ugh, and then so gross.
If there isn't, then we're good to go. And I'll just send it.
Yeah, you send it, all right. It doesn't take much to bridge the seat.
I think it takes a lot. I think it's actually a lot of admin. I really do. Because you have to find the toilet paper cover.
I don't use a toilet paper cover. I never have.
Okay, yeah, you're wasteful then. I see you with a roll, just like... Bah, 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 bah. Now you're all of a sudden the princess and the pea on the toilet seat, just elevated.
Hunter says, guys, hook a brother up with Kevin Hart tickets. Oh, this looks like a sad message. Hold on a second. Guys, hook a brother up with Kevin Hart. For real, though, I need these tickets. I can't afford to buy them because my brother is in jail and my mom is in full recovery. I need to be able to take my girl to cheer her up because she just lost her job. And her kid's father lost his job once again, too. Hook me up, yo.
Well.
What can we do for our friend Hunter,
Breeze? That's one way. We have a couple things in the studio we could send him. A paperclip.
He wants Kevin Hart, though.
Yeah, and I want $1 million, but sometimes
Hunter,
things don't always pan out.
Hunter,
you know?
I don't think we're going to be able to swing it today.
You know what, Hunter? Be caller number 8. That's how you're going to get those tickets.
We're going to give another pair away tomorrow on the show in the 8 o'clock hour. So.
Mine for today is this. I don't find traveling super relaxing. There, I said it. I do like traveling. It is fun, but you know the whole saying, like, I need a vacation for my vacation?
Yeah.
It's not... I don't ever come back feeling super refreshed or recharged. I always come back in sheer and utter chaos.
And this is why you cannot have an itinerary on vacation. You should be going there with an open mind and saying to yourself, I'm going to do nothing when I get here. I'm going to lay around. I'm going to drink and eat and have zero plans. That to me is a vacation.
Right.
Now we got snorkeling at 2 and then we got a safari at 3:30. We got lunch, a late lunch at 4, dinner's at 7, but don't forget about a happy hour at 6:30.
Right. It's a lot.
And then I'll go over to this person who says, Keurigs are so gross. There, I said it. Does anyone else think that the coffee tastes like dirty water? Why do people love them so much? Because, Crystal, it's for convenience. It's not the quality. It still tastes better than instant coffee, though. I'll tell you that much.
You would know. I had to start a pot for you upstairs the other day, and it was overflowing.
So. I asked Breezy to just please make a pot of coffee, and I've never seen such a disaster in my life.
I said, I don't know how to do that. He goes, you don't know how to make coffee.
You can't make a pot of coffee.
I was like, no, I don't drink coffee.
There's a huge thermos.
Oh, my God.
There's a huge thermos upstairs. She doesn't empty it out from 48 hours before.
How was I to know there was stuff in there?
It's full of old, stale coffee, and she just lets the coffee pot run, and I go upstairs, and it's overflowing onto the counter, onto the floor. I'm like, this is a bad idea to ask her.
And guess what, guys? He'll never ask me again. So a job well done from me.
One more say. Hunter's back.
Oh, God. Block his number.
Please. I'm so sorry, buddy. We'd love to help you out, man. How about a nice PXY Mornings crew neck? Will that keep you warm at night?
My hands are tied, you know.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat, because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Some are claiming that yesterday was Breezy's best acting performance of all time for Moosterpiece Theater.
Goes without saying.
We acted out the 1999 film, The Green Mile, starring Tom Hanks and, of course, Michael Clark Duncan.
Who's dead, I just found out.
Yeah, he passed away of a heart attack. This is an all-around family favorite.
I wouldn't say that.
Before Breezy gets to her review, take a listen to us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Moosterpiece Theater.
Don't put me in the dark. I is afraid of the dark. I'm scared, boss.
I know, John.
I'm scared.
John, electricity shall be passed through your body until you are dead in accordance with state law. May God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, God.
Row on two. I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry.
You have no idea how much this hurts. Oh, God, it hurts.
Where are you? Cut. Where are you going? You're strapped into a
leg. Oh, right. I forgot. Right. That makes sense.
Yeah, right. You just got up and left halfway through.
I was like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm good on this. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you for that, Breezy.
You could just get up out of the electric chair and walk out.
Yeah, she had enough.
Wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, she wasn't strapped in at all. All right, here's the breakdown. The synopsis of The Green Mile is Paul Edgecombe, Tom Hanks, walked the mile with a variety of cons. He had never encountered someone like John Coffey, Michael Clark Duncan, who was a massive black man convicted of brutally killing a pair of young sisters. Coffey had the size and strength to kill anyone, but not the demeanor. Beyond his simple, naive nature and a deathly fear of the dark, Coffey seemed to possess a supernatural gift. Paul began to question whether Coffey was truly guilty of murdering the two girls. Then they gave him the chair, which was super sad. 79% is what Rotten Tomatoes scored it. But let's get into Breezy's movie review for the film. Did this film hold up, yes or no?
Do people still do this?
The electric chair?
Yeah. No, right?
I think there are some states.
I think there's some states that do the death penalty, but I don't think it's the electric chair anymore. I think it's just like they euthanize them like a dog.
No, you can still get the electric chair in places like Alabama, Arkansas, Florida,
Stop it.
Kentucky, South Carolina.
That shocks me 0%.
I mean, you know, mostly the South.
Yeah, of course. It's so unhinged down there. Crazy. Well, yeah, I was kind of thinking about that while watching the movie. I'm like, is this still a thing? And also, why is it going on their head? He wears a cap. And it goes through the top of his head.
Yeah.
Didn't envision it like that.
That's how they do it.
It's crazy. So I'm going to say for this part of the country, no, it doesn't hold up.
Okay. Let's say no. All right. Tell us about your favorite character in the film, because there's a lot of them.
Being wrongly convicted definitely holds up. Yeah, there was a lot. I don't know. John was all right. I didn't think he was that bad. You know what he kind of reminded me of? Of Mice and Men.
Yeah.
Lenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great movie, great book, too.
Oh, yeah, the movie, too. Yep. Washington School. Same type of vibe, same type of energy. A couple notes I did have. John's death row meal was meatloaf. Like, come on.
Yeah, that's what he wanted.
Meatloaf and taters? Like, you gotta.
That's what he wanted.
Yeah, he could have done better.
What would you have eaten for your last meal?
I know, I was
thinking
about my death row meal. It'd be popcorn, pizza, pasta. Also, maybe some chicken fingers and mozzarella sticks.
None of those things go together, but okay.
Yes.
All right. What was your favorite scene in the film? The ending?
No, I think I crushed my scene, which goes without saying. Yeah, but
pat yourself on the back.
I thought it was wildly inappropriate that everyone was watching him get the chair.
That's how they do
it. That's really, I don't know who would actively sign up for that.
Typically now, there's a glass divider, but people are able to come and witness the death penalty. Yeah.
Still now?
In some of these states, yeah. There's like viewing parties, especially for the family that, you know, if it was a loved one that was murdered by this person who's being executed, yeah, they let you come and watch.
Are you lying?
No. There's certain states now.
I am shook to my core.
I mean, back then, we're talking about this movie was what, the 40s? It was a very old electric chair.
Yeah.
But it was a graphic scene. It was tough to watch. But overall, really great movie. But it's your review. Go ahead.
Tom Hanks crushed it. I mean, honestly, he gave me a lot of Forrest Gump energy in this film.
Yeah.
But it was like that time period, so that makes sense. It was just hard to... It's hard to like separate him from his older characters and older movies in the 90s. Because to me, it was just all the same guy.
Yeah.
It is the same guy.
I know.
But,
you know, and you could say the same about, you know, actors like Morgan Freeman, how they constantly feel like they play the same part.
True.
All right, Breezy, best throwback moment. If you're just joining us for Breezy's big movie review, it's all about The Green Mile from 1999.
Well, considering it took place in the 30s, there was a lot of throwback moments. First of all, the chair. Yeah. That's the biggest throwback of them all.
Quite the electric chair, yeah.
Death row. I mean, like, yes, it's still the death penalty still exists in some states, but I think it was nationwide before, no?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
But there are a handful of states that still welcome it.
I'm going to give the chair and the outfits the best throwback moment.
All right. And we need a popcorn bucket score out of 5, Breezy. What are you giving the 1999 film The Green Mile, starring Tom Hanks and Michael Clark Duncan?
Brutal watch. Absolutely brutal watch. 10/10 wouldn't recommend watching again, but I'm going to give it, you know, a hearty score of a 1/7.
What?
Yeah.
A 1/7?
Yeah.
Ha.
It was just gruesome. It was gruesome.
So are you giving it a 1/7 by an Oscar-nominated film because it was hard to watch, or it was just a bad film?
It was a tough watch. It wasn't my style. I mean, acting was good, but I wanted more, you know? I wanted more.
I think
maybe
you
if
scored,
he chose pizza instead of meatloaf, I scored it higher.
I think you scored A Walk to Remember higher than you're giving
and
this.
And they didn't even walk.
I think you gave The Human Centipede a 2.1. This is not making any sense whatsoever.
I stand by what I said.
We're going to take a break. I'm going to go get a drink. Working from home or working remote, it's not always as glamorous as some people make it out to be. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And the reason we say this is because you still have to put in the work. But the question we're asking is, does anyone have a partner who comes off as jealous because of your flexible work schedule?
Eek.
Brett is on the phone with us this morning, who says his girlfriend is constantly making him feel guilty about working from home. Let's get him on with us, shall we? Hi, good morning, Brett.
Hey, morning, guys.
So what's with the animosity coming from your lady?
Well, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this call, but right now I'm too tired to care.
Oh, send it. Send it.
So I work from home, and my girlfriend hates it. Mm-hmm. And I think there's this misconception that people who work from home have like all the free time in the world, and that's just not the case.
I don't know. I know some of those people that work from home and they're out to lunch at any hour of the day. I'm like, well, what are you doing today? They're like, well, I'm working. I'm like, you're at Dorado. So
well, it depends on what you do. Not everybody has that time to get away when they work remote. Some people are glued to their computers.
Actually, my job's really demanding.
What do you do?
Tech sales. Okay. And I have quotas I have to meet. And don't get me wrong, it's definitely nice a majority of the time. I like taking breaks when I want. I live downtown, so, you know, some days I can walk to a coffee place and just take an hour to myself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it.
You know, when I say that, the first words out of her mouth are, oh, it must be nice.
Oh, not the must be nice. See, that's always the toughest. I mean, I hate it when it comes from strangers, but when it comes from a loved one, you're like, what's going on here?
Is there some sort of jealousy coming from her? That's what it sounds like.
I'm sure there is, but she, you know, she has a preconceived notion about what it's like. I mean, I work 50 hours a week, and just because I'm doing it from home, in her mind, I'm not contributing enough in the relationship.
What does she want you to do?
She told me that I should have the apartment cleaned and shopping done, and like every other chore should be taken care of because I'm at home, but I'm glued to my computer most days. She doesn't get that. I would do everything humanly possible to make her happy, but she won't do the same for me. She doesn't She doesn't even have sex with me anymore.
Oh, my God. This really took a turn.
What? How long do you think it's been? If you don't mind me asking.
I mean, I don't know. Nothing crazy. Like 3 months.
Oh, God.
That's not bad at all.
Oh, my
three
God.
3 months is kind of a long time,
is
Brett.
Is she withholding because she's mad that you're working from home, from home, quote unquote?
Yeah, she's pissed about something here, and it's clearly this.
Well, she's upset because she thinks I have this flexible schedule and I can just, you know, do whatever I want, whenever I want.
Not the case. I always find it weird when partners are jealous of each other. Because it's like, what are we doing here? Well, there's nothing to be jealous of.
What does she do for a living?
She works at Tops.
Mm, she works at Tops.
I would hate that too.
Oh,
I'd be jealous too. Respectfully,
I mean, really, that she hates her job and she's taking it out on me. She's
right, 100%.
Respectfully, yeah,
100%.
Of course.
But so get this. This is where it gets even a little bit worse, I think. So right before Christmas break, she told me one of my New Year's resolutions should be finding a real job instead of sitting at home all day pretending to work.
Oh,
and
God.
I actually started looking. She convinced me I don't actually do anything that is substantial for work, even though I make $30,000 more a year than she does.
Mm. Okay. Why is she bitching then?
So you make way more money than she makes, and she's still asking you to find a new job. That's wild to me.
Yeah. And it's just that thought process. I hate people who have it. And it's just really messed up, and I'm not sure what to do with this situation. She means the world to me, but she's just angry all the time.
You got to figure out what you're going to do in this situation, man. Obviously, we can't tell you what to do. I would definitely leave her, but of course, that's your decision.
Oh, that's very drama.
I just don't know what to do, and I just wanted to know, would you guys leave your job for a partner, or would you continue doing what you love?
Never. Yeah. Never, not once.
Yeah, what good is that going to do? You're just going to end up resenting her in the future.
Right, no.
You're going to leave what you love doing? Why? I mean, there's no reason for it. I still don't understand why she's so bitter. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave your job, Brett.
Do not.
It sounds like that's the direction you're headed, and I don't recommend it, buddy.
I don't either.
How many of you else have been in Brett's shoes where you have a partner or somebody that you live with that's extremely jealous of your work schedule and the flexibility you have, or you just work at home and they think you're doing nothing all day? Why? Brett, good luck, buddy.
We're praying for you.
Guys, I really appreciate it.
No, thank you, man. We appreciate your call. Let us keep us updated on what happens, okay?
I sure will.
All right, man. Take care. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Oh, my God. Poor guy.
That's really tough.
What do you do in that situation?
I don't know.
Continue to make $30,000 more than your partner.
And sit at home while doing it.
Our friend Brett is in distress.
He is. He's not doing well.
A couple of people are weighing in right now. We had a gentleman weigh in and said, I've been working from home for 3 years. And honestly, it sucks. I've never had the chance to leave. And when you live in the same place, it gets stale pretty quickly. Jeff says, I work remote, but it's not poolside or doing whatever I want. It's a full day. And often more because it's hard to separate work from home life.
Right.
The perks are nice. There's no commute. You have the flexibility. You save money on gas. But if your girlfriend is demanding you get another job because she is insecure that she works at Tops and you have an actual career, then you need to leave her.
Oh.
Very direct, Jeff.
Very direct.
Thank you. We appreciate the message, buddy.
Wow. He's not pulling any punches. He's really not. I do feel bad because, like, obviously he's going through it and he feels horrible, but...
And his girlfriend doesn't respect him whatsoever.
Not whatsoever.
I don't know what her deal is.
Not even for a second.
Good morning, guys. I used to work from home and it was a living hell. I woke up, had coffee, sat in front of my PC for 9 hours or more, and then when I finished, it was already night and I was tired. And it also gets incredibly easy to mix up work with your personal life as there's no physical barriers.
Yeah,
that's very true. The 1 year I spent working from home, it was new to me, so at first it was exciting.
Right.
But when you have those days where you're in front of your computer and you just did 10 Zoom calls in a row, no thank you.
No thanks.
It sucks the life out of you.
In a studio apartment, nonetheless.
Yeah. Brett, you haven't had sex with your girlfriend in 3 months, bud. She is probably cheating on you with someone she works with at Tops. Thank you, Kyle. We appreciate the messages on this one. This morning. I'm sure that made him feel really good.
Just uplifting him.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PX.